the Imperial Palace.
So we have walked up from the entrance hall of the cathedral and stand right in front of the Kaiser House. And on the left and right hand side, we have here two statues, equestrian statues, of Mr. Wilhelm I, the emperor to sit on the throne I have talked about. And on the right hand side, Mr. Friedrich Barbarossa. So this is 19th century Wilhelm and 12th century Mr. Barbarossa, Friedrich I, who also sat on this throne. And we call Mr. Wilhelm I the white beard on the red beard's throne. So translated into a mixture of English and Italian, Barba Bianca on the throne of Barbarossa. So you see, he is always connected to the medievals, Mr. Wilhelm I, and we have to thank him for restoring the Kaiser House, because after Barbarossa had left it in 1189 for the Third Crusade. By the way, he was to meet in Jerusalem another crusader by the name of Richard the Lionheart. But on his way to Jerusalem, he died in what is now Turkey. But coming back to the story here, Mr. Wilhelm, decided to restore the house, which was used over the centuries after the kings had left Goslar as a storage. The upper floor was a storage room for wheat, and the lower area, this was for storing metal from the Rummelsberg and ore from the Rummelsberg. And on the left-hand side, we have a chapel. This is St. Ulrich's Chapel. This was used for more than 300 years as a prison. Yeah? And over the centuries, the people had lost the history of this house. And it was also to be destructed in 1865. It was bought by a king called King Georg V of Hanover. And later it came into the hands of Wilhelm I. And Wilhelm said, I am the white beard, the Barba Bianca, on the throne of Barbarossa, and I want to restore the house. So he gave a lot of money. We know it was 300,000 gold mark. It was an enormous amount of money. And it was restored between 1873 and 1878. Well, after the emperors had left, 1253, as I said, it was used for storing grain. It was used for storing ore and metal as a prison. Sometimes they had dances in the room in the first floor, but this all ended actually 1575. After this, it was only used for storage. Then it was to be torn down. It was preserved by Mr. Wilhelm I, and nowadays there is decorated the room in the upper part with paintings that were made between 1878 and 1897. In 18 years, the whole room was decorated by a master painter in the style of Nazarenian. And this man is called Mr. Professor Wislicenus. And he painted this paintings in 18 years, telling stories or presenting stories of Goslar, of the Holy Roman Empire. And it all ends with the reformation of the empire. This is the second empire under Wilhelm I, the man on the left-hand statue. In the first floor, the room is nowadays used for conventions, congresses, concerts. And in the ground floor, we have this magnificent museum presenting remains of the Pfalz area.
Thomas surprises not only with more facts, but also with a fabulous story.
I have to tell you one more story. Heinrich III, he was the ruler of the empire in the years around 1040, 1050. And he was the man Goslar benefited most of. He made out of Goslar, we have a chronist telling us about this, Goslar was a little village with nothing special, and he made out of this village this glorious place, and he invited Mr. Pope Victor II to come and visit Goslar in September 1056. The Pope came here in September and stayed for more than 3 weeks. We do think that he was to be here on the 28th of October, so as long as the 28th of October, because these are the birth dates of Mr. Heinrich III. But a few days before this date, they did a hunting tour in the Harz Mountains. And while on this hunting tours, accompanied by the Pope, all of a sudden Heinrich III died in a little Palatine area called Botfeld, which is about 35 kilometers away from here in the Harz Mountains. On his dying bed, Heinrich III said to the Pope, "When I die, please bury my body in Speyer, the huge cathedral 300 kilometers away from here on the banks of the River Rhine. But please leave my heart in Goslar, because my love and my thoughts are always here." So after he died, his body was opened, the heart was taken out. We call this pars pro toto, one part for all. And the heart was buried inside the cathedral in the crypt. And the body was transported to Speyer, where it is nowadays, and it waits for the last day of earth. After the cathedral was demolished, and the people did not know where to bring the heart, it was taken from Goslar to Hanover until 1884. And after the restoration of the Kaiserhaus, 1884, the heart was brought from Hanover to Goslar, and it is now buried in St. Ulrich's Chapel, the former prison. So on the left-hand side, you can visit the heart. It is buried in the chapel underneath a stone dating back to the 13th century. Well, let's turn around and walk down the Kaiserbleck.
Again, Thomas surprised us with a hidden world.